to Afghanistan now, where the evidence of fierce fighting in that country is usually grim and horrific. So in a place racked with civil war, it may seem odd at first to find a glittery shrine to triumph in hand-to-hand combat.
Just behind me, we're sitting on the carpeted floor, is a cabinet. Well, it's actually built right into the wall with all of your medals. Show me, of course, your favorite one must be the bronze.
This is the Olympic medal.
Beijing Taekwondo.
Yeah, Taekwondo, men's under 58 kilogram.
And you also got some medals from the president, from Hamid Karzai. Yeah. Let's see what are those for.
This is the medal, the Mr. Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, he gave me.
It's the highest honor here.
He gives to me, yeah.
Yes.
Those two voices know the cost of war in Afghanistan perhaps better than most people in the world. It's the BBC's longtime war correspondent and presenter, Lise Doucette, interviewing Rahullah Nikpai. Nikpai is a national hero in Afghanistan, even though he's a member of no militia and has won no battles. 23-year-old Nikpai is a former refugee who's famous for Taekwondo, the ancient sport of kicking and punching. Nikpai, one of its newest stars.
I'm happiest when my training goes well. It is always good to see that your efforts lead to good achievements for your country.
He started his training in Kabul when he was 10. Then his family fled the war and ended up in one of Iran's many Afghan refugee camps. He became a member of the Afghan refugee Taekwondo team and continued training when he returned to Kabul in 2004. And then 2 years ago, he went to the Beijing Olympics and won that bronze in the men's under 58 kilogram class of Taekwondo. It wasn't just Afghanistan's only medal at these Olympics. It was Afghanistan's first ever medal at any Olympics since the country sent a delegation to Berlin back in 1936. One medal shining brightly in a nation with a future and a present dimmed by unending war.
My name is Mirwais Bahavi, a member of Afghan Taekwondo Federation. It was at first unbelievable. All the Afghan people were watching that TV in more than 17 provinces of Afghanistan. It was just a blossom of happiness. Finally, and fortunately, we got the first ever Olympic medal.
And what do you think his chances are in London 2012?
He does not accept the bronze anymore. He is doing his best to get gold this time. And as we know him, he has the capacity to do that.
For Nikpai, Taekwondo has not been an escape from war. His family's been scattered far and wide. When he sits down on the floor for dinner at his simple mud brick home, his twin sisters are there along with some cousins visiting from Canada. Once exiled to Iran, Nikpai is now recognized everywhere he goes. His training environment is perhaps as tough as they come, but like the colorful kites of children you often see in the sky over Kabul, the hope of victory and peace can shine like a cloudless day.
And we're squinting into the sun now, watching these colored bits of paper, squares of yellow and pink and purple, bobbing in the air, searching for another kite. Even Olympic athletes get into the spirit of this game.
Rahullah Nikpai, now the defending flyweight Taekwondo Olympic bronze medalist, will take the world stage once again in 2012 at the London Olympic Games, this time looking for gold.